What do you need right now? What in your life do you need? What circumstance or event or situation is really calling to you in a very, very important way? What do you need? Well, that's a question we're going to ask today. And of course, we're going to use poetry and stories and more and some quotes, which means, of course, you are listening to Poetry, Gossip, and the Pursuit of Pleasure with Dale Byron, your host. That's me. This is the place where we use poetry in practical, foundational, fundamental ways to improve our lives, to enhance our lives, to heal, to do all sorts of practical things. And so let's get right into it today. I want to set the table, as I always like to do with these questions. What do you need? What do we need? What do each of us need at this moment in our lives? And I wanted to set the stage a little bit as I was thinking about this and preparing my thoughts. And it occurs to me that if I look at my group of friends, look at the friends that are dear to my heart, close friends, I came up with a set of concerns, of circumstances that would call for a particular set of stories or poems. And some of the things I thought about is that, of course, I have more than one friend that is going through loss and grieving right now. That is a huge thing which occurs in our lives, which, even though we have other issues that might be going on, when there is a significant loss and significant grieving that is going on, that can overshadow many things. Also, more than one friend with a particular illness, thought about a friend with a significant medical procedure on the horizon. There's always the mix of that. There's several of those. Starting over in love and being in a new relationship is another kind of significant need that I'm thinking of one friend in particular. Memory and aging issues. That's something which, as I grow older, is becoming more part of my group of friends, and thinking of one or two in particular. Loneliness. Now, no matter what age we're at, we seem to always have at least a friend or two or several that are dealing with that particular need, and a need for healing and stories, and particularly perhaps poems that would help. And then finally, I thought of work and financial concerns, and I have at least one or two friends which are dealing with that. Now, each of these kind of seven domains, those are domains that each of us in our lives definitely go through, and we need to address these concerns. We need stories. We need poems for these different kinds of concerns. But each is very different and may require a really different kind of poem. But what I'm leading to in all of this now, I've had poems for all or some or most of these categories, and no doubt we'll have more poems in the future on this podcast for these kinds of very specific kinds of concerns. But interestingly enough, the note I made for myself is that when I look through a different lens, beyond the personal, more to the societal. In other words, when we pop up to 20,000 feet, 30,000 feet, but we look from the societal and not so much looking through a personal lens, I see that there are two big overlapping areas that I just call political and ecological. And of course, those two merge together oftentimes because, you know, they impact one another hugely, have you noticed? But one thing that I notice of these seven, loss and grieving, illness, significant medical procedure, starting over in love in a new relationship, memory, aging issues, loneliness, work and financial concerns, of all of those, virtually every friend that I have is concerned about the issue of war and peace. Now, there's a specific reason for that, of course. The current war in Ukraine obviously and specifically has that on so many of our radar screens, if not all of our radar screens. Any of us, of course, who are paying attention at even the most minimal level, that is something that we have a need to make sense of, that we have a need to look particularly beyond the conflict. What would it look like beyond the conflict? What would peace look like in this situation? What would it look like if we were as a, you know, at the level of humanity, the level of at the world level, what would it look like if we didn't keep backing into or moving into these warring situations over and over again? So the note I made is that nearly all of us, if we said, what do I need now, need some kind of healing and solace around this subject of war and peace, and this particular war in Ukraine very specifically. So I wanted to choose a poem, because we're just going to use one poem for this episode. But I wanted to choose a poem that I thought was particularly helpful for this subject of war and peace. So we're going to turn to an amazing poet, Pablo Neruda. Pablo Neruda, who wrote a poem called Keeping Quiet. The original poem, of course, written in Spanish. And it was... the translation in this case was by Alistair Reed, who's very, very gifted translator. Keeping Quiet by Pablo Neruda. Now we will count to 12. Now we will count to 12, and we will all keep still for once on the face of the earth. Let's not speak in any language. Let's stop for a second and not move our arms so much. It would be an exotic moment without rush, without engines. We would all be together in a sudden strangeness. Fishermen in the cold sea would not harm whales, and the men gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. And the man gathering salt would not look at his hurt hands. Those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade, doing nothing. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. What I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about. Life is what it is about. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us Perhaps the earth can teach us. As when everything seems to be dead in winter, and later proves to be alive. Now, I'll count to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go. If we were not so single-minded about keeping our lives moving, and for once could do nothing, perhaps a huge silence might interrupt this sadness of never understanding ourselves and of threatening ourselves with death. Perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems to be dead in winter and later proves to be alive. Now I'll count up to 12, and you keep quiet, and I will go. And I will go. To me, this is an anthem for moving beyond a violence-enforced, domination-based, hierarchical system of organizing society. Beyond that, this would be an anthem for that. You might say, when you hear a poem like this, which is a story, which is a vision, which is a description, which uses amazing imagery, which talks about, we talked about the political and the ecological, and of course, when Pablo Neruda says, those who prepare green wars, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, reminds me of the famous line by William Stafford, every war has two losers. Those who prepare green wars, again, wars with gas, wars with fire, victories with no survivors, would put on clean clothes and walk about with their brothers in the shade doing nothing. And I love, as Neruda talks about, you know, green wars, there's the ecological that is bringing in. And we are, in addition to hot wars, traditional wars, the war in Ukraine, that kind of war, which we are trying desperately as humanity, to move beyond violence-enforced governance, violence-enforced social structures, domination, hierarchical, to move beyond hierarchy, at least this type of coerced hierarchy and violence-based. I love the way Neruda says, what I want should not be confused with total inactivity. Life is what it is about, and life is vital. And no one spoke of the vitality of life, of not just human beings, but the vitality of nature, the natural world, the vitality of all our fellow species, sentient beings on this planet. No one talked about that with greater joy and greater exuberance than Pablo Neruda. And so, so this poem is an anthem. And, you know, the note I made is you might look at this and say, well, yeah, Dale, this is all fine, but we have these buts that we say, but it's not realistic. We can never do this. And yet I see signs that huge changes are being made all around us. Of course, there's these terrible signs as well. That continues, but I see, like Neruda says, perhaps the earth can teach us, as when everything seems to be dead in winter and later proves to be alive. If you were to go out in the snow in the middle of winter, could you, if you did not know, if you did not have the faith of having lived and experienced it, would you not think that there was no chance that the trees were going to regain their leaves? No chance that the brown and dying grass and sage was going to come back in the spring? Wouldn't you be tempted to say that would never happen? Would you not be tempted to say that? Of course, we're human. That's our experience. And these have been particularly dark times, ecologically and politically. And yet, we may be. I see signs of spring, small little shoots of green coming up. And I say that I wanted to bring a quote around this. This is a quote by a Nobel laureate, and I'm going to spell the name. I actually forgot to look it up. Ilya, and the last name is Priggine, and I'm not going to even try it. But he was an amazing Nobel laureate, which I've just learned about. And here's a quote. He said, a scientist and a chemist, as I recall, when a complex system, there's the quote, when a complex system is far from equilibrium, when a complex system is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos have the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. Let me read that again. I heard this on a recent podcast with Nate Hagans, and when he used this quote, and I was just so delighted to hear it. This particular Nobel laureate said, scientist, chemist, when a complex system is far from equilibrium, does that ring a bell? When a complex system is far from equilibrium, small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos have the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. I find great amount of what I call fierce hope, which means hope tested by fire. And I thought to myself, as I read that and as I've thought about it for a number of days since I first heard it, good poems themselves, like good stories, are little islands of coherence. I was talking to a dear friend just this morning, and I told him that quote, and he said, well, that's us. And I said, yes, we, each of us, can be a small island of coherence. And the more that we connect with other islands of coherence, not just individuals, I think that can be true as well, as my dear friend said, but groups that are forming into coherent groups, no matter how small, that coherence begins to connect up. As the quote says, the Nobel laureate says, it can create a shift, or a shift the system, create that shift to a higher order. Just what is ordered and needed so much. So what do you need right now? What do you need right now, both at the level of your personal life and your life as a citizen? Without knowing the particulars of you, dear listener, hearing this right now, I can imagine that perhaps one of those seven things that I talked about is impacting your life, either directly or indirectly through a dear friend in your own network. of friends and loved ones. However, I can also almost guarantee that you are concerned about this larger question of war and peace. And I hope, that this Pablo Neruda poem, Keeping Quiet, has given a little bit of solace, perhaps even a little bit of fierce hope, and helped you along your path, helped you with what you need right now. Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you so much, as I always say, for your listening ear. Pass the podcast along, pass the video along if you are so inclined and know somebody that might be interested. And in the meantime, as I always say, until next time and next poem or poems, take good care of yourself.